Hi guys, and happy Wednesday. Since it's Wednesday, you know that it's time for Wedding Wednesday, which is tips and tricks for brides and grooms who are actively planning their wedding. For those of you who may be tuning in for the first time and you've never listened to this podcast before, I'm Jasmine. I'm an award-winning and published wedding photographer, and I'm located in Indiana, but I serve clients worldwide. So let's go ahead and dive right into this week's Wedding Wednesday topic, which is six quick and simple wedding day advice, tips, and tricks that will kind of help you when it comes to your wedding. So the first advice that I have for you is something that's really kind of self-explanatory, pretty simple, and something that most people would think is common knowledge on a wedding day, and that is to remember to drink water. Now, wedding days are long and can be hot. The weather might be hot, but also bridal gowns and tuxedos are thick and a lot of times are hot. So you're gonna wanna remember to take some time throughout the day to drink water. And this really sounds simple enough, but with the fast pace of the day, it can be easily forgotten. So if you can go ahead and kind of appoint a bridal party member, a wedding party member, to remind you and to just kind of automatically bring you water throughout the day, it will really kind of help make sure you stay hydrated, because no one wants to be dehydrated on their wedding day. The second tip is to have one of those emergency kits. You'll more than likely need scissors, band-aids, hairpins, toothpaste, lighters, and more on your wedding day, because small little things come up that need to be cut, need to be lit, you know, maybe you forgot to brush your teeth in the morning. So having that small little bridal kit with some necessary items can end up being a lifesaver. The third tip is to practice getting into your wedding attire. So I've talked about this in the past, if you've listened to some other podcast episodes, but this is really important if you are if you have a complicated wedding outfit. A lot of brides have gowns that have a corset or have a complicated bustle, and those can take a lot of time and can be frustrating if you don't really kind of know what you're doing. So practice putting on your outfit a couple of times will help put your mind at ease and alleviate that extra stress on your wedding day. And that's also really important to have any of those outfit helpers that will actually be like tying the corset or bustling the gown with you while you practice putting on your wedding attire. That way they can get that practice in too. The fourth tip is to communicate with your photographer. This sounds pretty easy, right? But you definitely want to make sure that you keep your photographer updated on any small or big changes to the timeline, or maybe any special family situations such as divorces and deaths. And this will help make sure everything runs smoothly on your wedding day, and it will help relieve any difficult family situations. Because the last thing we want to do is not be aware that two people may be divorced and may not really get along that well, and then we end up putting them together in the family portraits. So we definitely want to make sure everyone's happy and comfortable on your wedding day. The fifth tip is to make sure you correlate all your wedding details before your photographers arrive. So when your photographer arrives, one of the first things that they will do will be photograph your wedding details, such as your shoes, your jewelry, your rings, your garter, your tie, your cufflinks, that sort of stuff. And so going ahead and having those already in a pile for your photographer when they arrive will kind of help cut down on downtime where we have to run around and kind of correlate all those things. And it kind of helps put your mind at ease, because you can go ahead and keep relaxing with your best friends instead of correlating all of those things for us. And the sixth tip is to try to face each other during the ceremony as much as possible. Your guest and your photographer want to see you during your ceremony and not your backs. Facing each other will make sure that your profiles are able to be seen and will allow your photographer to get some great reaction shots. Try not to look at your officiant too much and enjoy looking at your soon-to-be spouse, because that is why you're getting married. Another thing to keep in mind is if you are planning on doing a unity ceremony or some unity aspect, like a candle, sand, wine, what have you, there's a lot of different unity things out there that you can do. If you face your guest while doing this during the ceremony, it is going to be ideal instead of having your backs towards your guest and photographer. So a lot of couples will just turn around and face the table where the candle is and light it, and so your backs are towards the photographer and your guest. If you just make the simple switch to walk around to the back of the table to light or do the sand or close the wine box and everything like that, then you'll be able to face your guest and your photographer. So your photographer will be able to photograph it a little better, and your guest will be able to kind of enjoy that experience a little better. So that's it for this week's Wedding Wednesday. Make sure you tune back next week for another installment, and go